10 people were killed in a mass shooting yesterday on the Umpqua Community College campus in Roseburg, Oregon. This awful event has rocked the small town, home to about 22,000 people.
It's like having a completely still pond, and all of a sudden there's a huge boulder that splashes in and causes tremendous ripples. And so you sort of have to think about the response in terms of those ripples.
That's Doug Zatzik. He's a psychiatrist at Harborview specializing in trauma. Zatzik says the people most directly affected by the shooting, that first wave of ripples, will need to seek immediate help.
There are specific therapies that can target post-traumatic stress symptoms. The symptoms are things like intrusive symptoms, unbidden memories, nightmares, even frank flashbacks, like having a reminder and just feeling like you're right back in the scene. There's avoidance symptoms, and those can be particularly challenging. Say there are folks, students who witnessed this event, and now it's time to go back to school, and they don't want to be anywhere near campus because it's uncomfortable and reminds them of the horrible feelings they were having during the shooting. And all those symptoms can be helped in a supportive, empathic, therapeutic situation.
What other specific things can communities do to manage trauma at the community level?
Yeah, so moving out from the wake of the trauma to folks who maybe weren't injured or didn't witness this, but are impacted. You know, I think communities are already starting to rally around vigils, honoring the dead. You know, if you're involved in a community group or a church group, sort of participating with those individuals that you already know and have bonds with, you know, at services, in community activities, anything that allows you to sort of just naturalistically, it doesn't have to be forced, interact with people you know and like or love and are able to sort of talk through what's happened, what the impact is on you.
And on the individual level, let's say that I'm a student at Umpqua Community College and I need to return to campus. What should I be doing to perhaps make that transition back a little bit easier?
Yeah, the first, you know, dictum is always just be as aware of you can as you can about your emotional responses. And, you know, particularly if this isn't the only sort of traumatic life event or heavily sort of emotion-laden experience you've had, it could be challenging. And again, not to come down on yourself and for the people around you not to stigmatize yourself. It's going to be a little more challenging. And you may need to go back and talk to someone. You may need to work with friends and think about the best way to get inspired to go with a group of people back to campus. You know, you'll have to figure out individual strategies that work for yourself.
How does stigma play out in a community when it comes to a trauma like this?
Well, it can come out in a lot of different ways. I mean, say there's a counseling office on campus. You know, in the most fundamental way, if someone thinks about going to that counseling office, there are probably a lot of people on campus that might witness them sort of walking in that direction. One way around this is more and more primary care doctors, family doctors are understanding the importance of thinking about the emotional repercussions of trauma. And so if rather than having to go right to a counseling office or a mental health provider, you can also go to a primary care provider. And at the same time, you're talking about, you know, back pain or a chest cold or getting antibiotics, you can mention, you know, you're having trouble sleeping because of this event. And primary care doctors are more and more aware that they can either counsel you in their office or they have referral networks. And that way, you're seeking help for a physical complaint or even emotional complaint, but it's not related to the stigma of going to a mental health counselor.
I'm talking with Doug Zatzik. He's a psychiatrist at Harborview specializing in trauma. We're talking about how on an individual level, on a community level, communities can deal with sudden traumas like a mass shooting. And in Roseburg, there are a lot of veterans. There are some 3,000 veterans. There's a VA facility. How might that affect the community's ability to respond to a trauma like this?
Yeah, particularly for veterans who've been exposed to combat, this sort of thing can rekindle those combat experiences and all the emotional suffering that those folks have been through in theater and then when they return home. There also may be issues. I think this is not just an issue for veterans, but, you know, for myself, I think about this and I think about the regularity with which these events are occurring, Marysville, you know, here in in Washington State just recently. And I think about sort of the reality of this not 21st century America being a place where weapons are easily accessible, and these events could happen to me, to my family. So I think we all can, although veterans may be particularly vulnerable, this is the kind of thing that can happen to any of us. And for those veterans, you know, hopefully, I know there are a lot of Veterans Affairs facilities in the Roseburg areas. Hopefully they can begin to work through the emotional issues and challenges that are coming up within the VA system. And I imagine as part of, you know, the community response we've been discussing, that the VA will, you know, they have excellent trained providers in this, and hopefully they'll be able to rally and work with that cohort of veterans.
I'd like to look into the future a little bit here. A year from now, when there's an anniversary of the shooting, what might this trauma look like for Roseburg, for the community then?
Yeah, the sorts of anniversary reactions, whether it's a year from now, you know, and the date, you know, September 30th, October 1st comes up, or if someone, say you knew someone who passed away and their birthday is coming up, those types of events can cause a resurgence of symptoms. You think you've worked things through and all of a sudden, you know, you're having dreams or emotional experiences that bring you back to the original event. It's something you can prepare for and think about. So as October 1st is approaching, people can sort of anticipate that and begin to prepare themselves psychologically for that anniversary.
Doug Zatzik is a psychiatrist at Harborview specializing in trauma. President Obama addressed the nation yesterday about the Roseburg shooting.
We've become numb to this. We talked about this after Columbine and Blacksburg, after Tucson, after Newtown, after Aurora, after Charleston. It cannot be this easy for somebody who wants to inflict harm on other people to get his or her hands on a gun.
In his remarks, President Obama also said he needs help from Congress and state legislatures to reduce gun deaths. So we asked for your ideas for elected officials. Laura told us, we need to improve accessibility to treatment and diagnosis of mental illness. Just as we screen kids' hearing and vision, there should be routine mental health screenings from a young age. Tim wrote, if guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. America needs much better mental health care. Outlawing guns will leave innocent people unable to defend themselves. And Lawrence said, allow the Centers for Disease Control to treat gun violence as a health issue and track stats. Also, require gun owners to carry insurance. You can share your thoughts on KUOW's Facebook page.